This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language.
This is the Black and Kinky Lifestyle.
Thanks again for tuning in, y'all. Just remember, you can reach us at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Twitter and Instagram at Black and Kinky. And remember, you can get 25% off if you sign up for Amore Getaways website membership if you enter in offer code Black and Kinky. And so now what we're going to do is just continue our episode with the co-host of the Living a Sweet Life podcast, Locke and Trist. It was a great discussion. So enjoy. Talk about doing something wrong and like just getting stuck in some nasty situations. It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. And for those who are thinking about getting in this lifestyle, I thought this was these were important points to make. So now basically we're going to talk about the dark side of the lifestyle.
A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
So one of them is conflicts in the lifestyle, even though, you know, we are fine seeing our partners sleeping with other people and doing that kind of thing. There are some conflicts that can erupt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
True.
And they can, these conflicts can linger. Like so for example, if there's a point in time where you and your partner, like let's say, you know, myself, the bomber, is having a grand old time with another woman. Grand old time. And this has happened before. Like having a ball. The time of my life. And my partner is miserable.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I have no idea.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Let me tell you something. When you go home after a night like that, it lingers. It doesn't, it's not just about that night. It's just like, yo, like you remember how much you were being ignored. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like, you know, you start resenting your partner. It can get ugly. All right. Have you guys experienced that before?
It can. You know, not to the point of like having that resentment, but definitely, you know, I'm like at one opposite end of the hotel room, like having a ball, and I'm giving her the thumbs up, like, yo, this is fucking amazing. And she's just like, no. No, I'd rather have a V8, you know. You know, there have been those times, but, you know, not to the point of like, you know, we're driving home and I'm just recapping the whole night in the car. It's just like, oh my God, her titties were so big and this is great. And then, you know, and all this. And then she's just like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. I'm done. You know,
right.
We haven't had that. But yeah, man, I mean, sometimes there are differences in the experience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Because I know it's happened. I know it's happened to the Bell, and I know it's happened to me. One where we walked away from a play session where I was like, "Oh yeah, this is awesome," and you were like, "No, it wasn't, nigga."
And we were in the same bed. That's what I didn't understand.
Yeah,
like we were like literally laying next to each other. I'm over here like pinching him, like nudging him, and he no clue. What the fuck, like
yo.
Oops.
Before that post-nut clarity, you know, it's just, you're not there. And that's the thing in the lifestyle. If you are in the middle of one of the best sex sessions of your life, I mean, it's scientifically proven your brain is not operating at the same capacity as normal. So your ability to be attentive to your partner drops dramatically. And so I think that's something, that's a problem unique to the lifestyle that I don't think exists in the same way in monogamous couples.
Yo, that is, you just unlocked the door to a whole nother episode. The
statistics for men versus women on that one.
Okay, you clearly have some assumptions. You might as well just share them.
Please.
No, I feel like I even in the heat of the moment, can be more attentive than you.
I agree with that.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I agree with that.
Oh, man. I'm about to just walk really? Out.
You on like, your own. I don't know, like, because you don't have no blood in your head anymore, and it's all in your dick. I don't know.
Like,
my brain still works. Like,
true facts.
Like, look, if you're in if you're in distress, I can jump off a dick and be like, hey, you need an assist?
Mm-hmm. Distress is a completely different experience. Different. No, I'm not that's talking. Different. If you're in distress, it's not like I'm going to keep on smashing it until right. I bust a nut and then no. I'll deal with you. True. That's yes. not what's going yes. on. But I'm saying if you are on the verge, right? This dude is pounding you out now, okay? You're about to bust a nut. Mm-hmm. And like I'm kind of having an okay time and I'm giving you like a look that says I am not in a pleasurable space. Are you really gonna see me? Like, first of all, when you're busting a nut, your eyes are clenched closed anyway. So right.
not all the time.
Oh, come on.
Trist, I know you're not gonna see nothing.
Now I do see.
I see just when your fine. Eyes open, right.
I see just fine.
But okay.
I mean, they're not closed the whole time. Like, you know, I open them, check over there. All right, we
I've
good.
Never seen you have an orgasm with your eyes open. Ever.
It's happened.
Okay.
It's happened.
All right. All right. Well, you know,
we're going to punt on this.
Yeah,
one.
No, my argument is that I think it's a lot easier to get us in that space, in that, like, I'm about to bust a nut space than right. it is to get you in that space.
Correct.
And so that's my theory about why it feels like you guys are more attentive, because you have a little bit more space to do that. But that's how I'll leave that. All right. So let's talk about another problem. So success rates are low in the lifestyle. This is another dark part. As far as we're concerned, this isn't true for everybody. Some people don't have this problem. but I know we do. Success rates, when you're meeting a couple, that four-way connection,
right?
The
right.
likelihood of that mm-hmm. is so low. People think that like we have like 100% success rate. We're like at 20, 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that the success rate or that the four way connection where 100% of the people involved are ready to go, are good, it is kind of slim. I can't say that we're batting 1,000 on that one either, man.
And I think it's mostly because of the, I'm sorry for the cliche term, but that she's hot, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. I'm just going to say this. The problem with you, Trist, is that you're married to a very handsome man. Oh. And your standards are too high. Your standards are too high. That's the problem. Like, if he was like 5 foot overweight and like not as pleasant on the eyes, you would be able to find more couples.
And that kind of goes to what you said. I appreciate like how you said you wish you were uglier,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
And shit, we'd be having a good time, grand old time off.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the problem with that, of course, is that if you're not as attractive, then you'll be the one that couples will be saying no to, right?
Yeah.
So it's just the universe has its way of balancing things out. So if you're a hot couple, your success rate's going to be low. Mm-hmm. If you're not a hot couple, if you're sort of on the low level, your success rates are also going to be low. So
or better.
You think they'd be better?
We've talked about this because you have more options.
You're more willing to mess with other people because they're more attractive,
right?
That's true, but they might not be willing to.
This is
true. That's you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's fair.
It might be better to be an average couple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right in the middle. Kind of toeing the line there.
Like you can reach up or down.
Right.
That works.
But again, the point is that it's not easy. Like, you'll be, you know, you might go on a swinger website, you'll see a bunch of attractive people, and the thing is, they might not want you. You might, like, there's a part of them that you might not like, so the success rates are very low, and that can be very discouraging, because sometimes we do go through, we've had dry spells.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's for various reasons, not just because of the attractiveness of a couple, a couple is flaky, or they're not real, you know, or there's some other issue with them, or or we are attracted, we're connected, but our play styles don't match.
Right. You know? Right. The play, like, one, like, think about all of this time, like, you can you can click on Kick when you're exchanging, you know, messages or whatever, pictures, like the adrenaline is rolling, then you meet, you're at dinner, you're having drinks, you know, everything is going right, like, and then you get to the playroom. Now shit is even more complicated. Now, like, yo, it's serious, because then you got, like, performance anxiety that could be a problem.
It could be a problem.
Like, you know, somebody might not, somebody might be soft swap while you're, like, full swap. Right. And, like, you might have been looking forward to full swap. And then, like, you know what I mean? Then it could get real awkward when your play styles don't match. And then, like, the communication, the unspoken communication can get really weird. Yeah. So there's a lot of room for shit to go wrong.
It really is. Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
Right? When it goes right, though,
it's awesome.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
<That's> amazing.
So I got a question for you, Bomber Bell. When it comes to, like, trying to land that couple, right, have you guys ever had, have you, sir, ever had an issue with the Bell saying, you know what, we're not chasing after them? You know, we're not going to chase them, because she's a beautiful woman. I swear.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh,
brown skin queen. Woo, Lord. Okay.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
So when it comes to that, right?
We could have a whole episode on
this. She's probably not used to chasing.
Here we go.
But go ahead. I'm gonna lay that all out there for you.
Oh, my gosh. Locke. Oh, we got to come on your show.
I have a short answer to this question, but I'm going to let you speak.
No, it's a problem, because it's one thing I have to think about. Because, like, yeah, I can't chase a couple like I want to, because the Bell is like, you know, I mean, just... She has that black woman, like, you know, the eyebrows going up, like, what are we doing, like, who are we meeting?
Mm-mm.
Like, right. You know, so yeah, no, it's a conflict between her and I, and yep. it can become a problem. Mm-hmm. So I have found myself dragging her to places, but I have to keep reminding myself, okay, she's like a queen, so exactly. I can't drag her. I have to roll out the red carpet and gently walk her over to this other couple. But Belle, go ahead.
No, I actually have a anti-chase philosophy. That's just not a part of my vibe. You know, I expect
Trist
you
is like throwing her hands like, up. Yes, like, yes. Agree
like
everything.
If you're interested, I expect you to pursue me.
Thank you.
And if that's not the way that you engage, and I'm not saying, you know, you don't need to be aggressive or anything like that, but it needs to be clear that you're in pursuit. And I'm not going to, you know, I will respond and reciprocate, but
you know why this is complicated? Why? First of all, both Locke and I are these black men that are like we in shape, like we'll do some damage.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We are like a Trump's like border wall in front of you. Like, guys can't really approach you that way. Like, we are like the gatekeepers. So it's a different ball game. I'm not single no more.
I guess, but it's just like, you know, I, the same way. I agree. I'm sitting here like with my hands up, agreeing. Like, yes, because I'd be trying to tell Locke the same thing, but he's just like, well, you just gonna let people know your intention. Why? I was like, they're sitting right here. If you're not telling me what your intentions are, then it ain't meant to be.
Oh, goodness.
That's how I feel.
I agree.
Like, this do a little flirt, and I'm like, okay, let's see where we going.
This comes from two beautiful ladies who...
No, they're gorgeous women.
Never
no doubt
had
about
to,
that.
Like, work for it. Like,
yes!
We have to change... You guys have been pursued your whole lives.
Yes. Yeah.
And now it's a team sport, and y'all don't want to participate.
Right.
You don't want to do your part.
Hold on. I participate. Like, unless it's somebody that is an absolute no, like... I'm going to be the wing, like, I'm going to have the conversation, I'm going to flirt, I'm going to do all of that,
okay.
But I'm not going to be the one jumping out. Now, I will tell him, like, oh, I'm interested in that couple. Mm-hmm. Or I'm, you know, I he's do that. Cute.
You have done
you know,
it.
Let's, you know, mm-hmm. you should go yeah. with yes. them.
Now go
get them.
Yes. So that we can engage them. So see. I'm not a complete passive bystander. No,
it's see. Not like we're sitting there like, oh, I'm hot, like whoever just come over to me. It's not like that. Yeah. Like I tell you, I sit there and say, babe, we went to Hito, I don't even remember the second time, whatever, third time. Here but I'm go. Sitting there like, babe, what about her?
She got a big booty.
He's like, she got a big booty. I was like, okay, cool. So we're in the gym working out, and I didn't see her dude at first. I only saw her. Mm-hmm. So we're in the gym. We working out, and the gym has, like, glass.
Yeah.
And where was this?
At Hito.
Oh, Hito. Okay.
And they walk. She walks past, and her dude walks with her. I was like, hey, babe. Hey, them. Go get them.
Leave me to do the hard work.
Like fetch.
Go talk to them. Go.
And there has been an occasion where there's a couple that we seem to connect with, but the husband, you know, is not that aggressive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I will work. Be more yeah. forward.
We're learning that
if mm-hmm. need be, but yeah, it doesn't work.
So let me yeah. tell you what I have seen that works. Here's the dudes that have this kind of wife are lucky in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Okay, and shout out to that couple next door because they're this couple. So it's the couple where because the thing with women, you have the advantage because you have the bi-comfortable advantage. Mm-hmm. So if you're not comfortable approaching the guy, maybe you want the guy, but you can approach the girl. Mm-hmm. You can approach the girl sexually. You could kiss her
straight up.
You could touch her titties. You could lick her nipples. We can't do that shit. We cannot do that. You could flirt with the guy. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys actually have an advantage, but you are still withholding that power and making us go fetch. So. Yes! Smacking my damn hand on the table. Like, no, you guys got no excuses. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. Shit. Like, just imagine, like, we going after a couple. Like, I'm like, touching the dude's bicep. How's that going to make you feel? That's not going to work. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
By any means. Okay. All right. Okay, so success rates are low. Okay, so the buffet of no. I actually heard this in a chat. The buffet of no. So this is something else that I think is unique to the lifestyle. Going to a party and not finding a single attractive couple or person at the party.
That happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That happens. But... You know, I think demographically it depends where you are. Maybe if you're an older couple, it doesn't happen as often. Mm-hmm. When you're a younger couple in the lifestyle, it does. So
it definitely depends on what you're looking for also. You know what I mean? Like if you're in there looking for someone in their 20s in great shape or whatever.
Gonna be there.
Yeah, they're not hip yet, you know. But I mean, it depends on what you're looking for and what you're open up to. And if you're just trying to make connections, yeah, I feel like you can make a connection to talk to anybody anywhere you go. And I feel like that's kind of been our experience. We haven't been able to go like everywhere and just like, you know, get numbers or business cards or whatever the case. But sometimes we just leave out of there just, you know, with a high five and keep it moving, man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's like you can spend a lot of money going to these spots. Facts. So that's the thing. Like,
that's
you can
true.
Spend a lot of money on babysitters, yes. And then you're like, oh, yes. I'm wasting my fucking time. Like, yep. And it's not like in the vanilla world where if you go to a bad club, you could just go to another club.
Mm-hmm.
In the lifestyle world, it ain't like that. You go to one lifestyle club, that's the only one you're going to that night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, we definitely talked about that when we were getting ready for your show. Yeah, we talked about all the money that people do invest in going to a party in one night. You know, sometimes this shit can add up on you real quick, especially when you start talking about hotel rooms, especially if the party's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That shit will hurt, man. Like, you leave out of there, quote unquote, empty handed without making any kind of connection.
God.
That will suck.
Like, if you go to, like, Bliss. Like, if you go, I mean, like, even though you'll find a hot couple on Bliss, like, God knows if you don't, there's a problem. But I'm just saying, yeah, like, thousands of dollars you can be spending on these places and, you know, not meet a single couple.
So yeah, man.
That could be problematic. Again, unique to the lifestyle. Another thing that's unique to the lifestyle is the one bed Apple issue. So, Belle, did you know what I was talking about when I wrote this down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you give us an example?
When there is, you're at a party or an event and there's a lot of sexy couples, vibe is great, but there's just one couple or one partner that throws everything off. Like, ooh, either, you know, no one wants to play, aren't interested in playing with them, or they just like have bad attitude, or they're just in there and it's messing up the vibe.
Right. So it's like, again, you could be, so let's say, you know, you got six couples in a room and you guys got this, you know, lifestyle game, this icebreaker that you guys really want to play. But there's this one couple nobody wants to play with.
Oh.
Now, you can't say you guys can't play. Yeah. Or can't do that.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is just not play the game. So they have a lot of power in influencing the flow of the room. So that doesn't happen in any other context than in the lifestyle.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I've never had that before.
We've actually had it a few times.
Wow, man. We thought that maybe you guys were referring to, like, if that couple is just, like, offbeat. If you have that couple at a party where everybody's vibing and that couple maybe has an argument, they get into something personal, and it kind of, you know, kind of messes up the mood.
Even though I feel like in a situation like that, it's customary. It's acceptable to say, okay, you guys got to take it outside.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
you
can't say, all right, nobody's really interested in playing with you guys, so we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a tough one. No, I don't think we've been in a situation like that, but that's very interesting and it makes me a little nervous, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, at any time, like, you're, you know, if you're bringing together new couples that, you know, don't know each other, like, you know, sometimes you'll have a thing where people are like, oh, yeah, we also have a couple friends, you know, can we invite them as well?
Right.
And you're like, sure, you don't know them. Mm-hmm. And then they show up and you're like, they were the right fit for this.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yo, Belle's expressions. I finally get to see them in person.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. You are adorable.
But it's happened to us a few times, and it's always an awkward situation. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like, you know, they may be really nice people, and you may enjoy them, their personalities, and all that kind of stuff, but you just don't want to fuck them.
They just don't check those boxes for you.
Yeah,
they don't do that thing.
Yeah.
So maybe you can have like an A team and a B team.
Varsity and JV.
Maybe, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, and that's the thing about games. Like, everybody has to be willing and interested to play. Like,
you do.
At the beginning of the game, you know, you have to kind of give consent because it gets sexual. So, I mean, obviously you can give consent or revoke it at any time, but still, like, there has to be an agreement at the beginning that's like, okay, you know, I'm willing to suck all the dicks that are available right now.
that is a great point. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So it's like, what do you do in that instance? You just don't play the game is what you said. Like,
There are times where people have just left, but like,
could you imagine being that person? Like,
it's terrible.
Aren't they going to play in an icebreaker game? I thought they were icebreaker games, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, on the advertisement it said it was going to be a game here. No,
yeah,
I guess I'll get drunk,
right?
And we'll go home.
Because I mean, every
that
time
sucks.
It's happened,
that
I mean,
sucks.
What I will say, every time it happened, it wasn't just, I don't want to make it sound like it was because these couples were unattractive, because that's really not what was going on. It was like, they weren't that attractive, plus their personalities were just off.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
And so the swag wasn't there either. So you had nothing to grab onto, because there have been times where there have been women, there have been guys who we would not have found attractive, but then we got to know them and we're like, oh, I could fuck with this couple.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they cool. Like, I could fuck with them. Like, they're not my cup of tea, but they're cool. Like, you know what I mean? So So a lot of times it's like a personality issue.
Yeah, yeah.
That throws off the vibe. So, and there was one episode of That Couple Next Door where another way to deal with it is like if you have that one strong personality in the room that has no problem telling the motherfucker to leave.
Oh, I remember that episode. Yeah, I think it was a woman that said, you know.
It was a woman.
Yeah. That kind of had control of the whole thing.
And she was like, yo, y'all got to leave. And the couple was upset. Yeah. They were upset.
I mean, I would be upset too.
Of course.
They didn't pay to get in there. I would be upset too, but I would leave.
Yeah.
We've done that, actually. We've left the room.
Yeah, but not because people didn't want y'all.
Well, no.
I can't imagine.
No.
I can't imagine any human being on the planet saying, Trist, listen.
Right.
I'm just not feeling your body. I'm not feeling that round booty and those titties. They're not working. You got to go. You got to go, sweetheart. Yeah.
I mean, they have kicked me out before. No?
lies. We chose to leave.
You get me in the door, we baby. That's situation. All it is. Thank you, honey.
It just was not working. We was like, we left.
So yeah, that was my one bad. Again, something else that's just a lifestyle specific problem. Mm-hmm. I had another one, but I don't know what the fuck I was talking about when I wrote this down. So I feel like skipping it. But it was assumptions within the lifestyle. And then I have two bullets, married versus unmarried and then possession. And I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Well, we had the thing where we weren't really checking for unmarried couples in the beginning.
Yeah, we did too. Mm-hmm. We did too. Yeah, we did. We did.
It's like, we
did. When we...
we? Me, you?
Before we got married...
You and I.
All this is editable right here.
No. Keep that.
3, 2, 1. Before we got married, we did want to find, like, we were actively searching for couples that were committed, maybe married or whatever, engaged or something. Because, you know, we were kind of hypocritical because we weren't even married.
We weren't married.
We once we got engaged, we started looking for people that had that level of commitment. Yeah. It was just like a safety net, I guess. Mm-hmm. But shit, the longer that we've been in, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. We've seen couples burn out.
Yes. Yeah. Burn, and they've been married for a long time.
We've seen couples burn out.
And they, you know, end up in divorce or something happens or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that happen. Actually, 1 year, we had two.
Yeah.
In 1 year, two couples that got divorced that was married for years.
Yeah. We seen one on the fringe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so we were sitting there like, oh, well, maybe we need to change our way of thinking about this.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other part of that is how do you deal with a lifestyle friendship after a couple has split up?
That is a whole
episode.
We've been through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Like, we've been on, like, for us, the neutral places to be to not take sides at all. Mm-hmm. But it at the end of the day, like, in one situation, it didn't happen that way. We didn't actually end up taking a side at all. But we always say we don't take a side, right?
However,
sometimes you end up taking a side.
And we definitely tried to get her over the house. You know we did.
Oh, shit.
You know, but we didn't. See, I told him I didn't think that it was good.
But we
didn't. And I told him that I didn't think that it was a good idea to do that, you know, because we're still friends with both parties.
Right.
Yeah. I actually just had dinner with the male half.
Yes. And in that situation, we still remain neutral. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't take a side at all. The other situation, it was like a forced take side. We didn't take a side. Like, on our own, it was just kind of, we were more friends with the other person.
Oh, okay.
Than we ended up being with the other mate. Mm-hmm. That's all it ended up being. It wasn't that, oh, we just like, oh, we're going to choose this side versus the other. It's just, we were better friends with the other person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's how that situation ended up.
With the female.
Yeah, with the female. With the woman, yeah. Correct. So, and it's hard, though, like, when people, like, are married for a long time, you know that that's who they are, and you're stapled as that. And they get a divorce, or they're going through whatever they're going through in the separation. You're like, okay, like, how do we do this?
Yeah, you know, like, for real. No, that's hard. We have not gone through that yet. No. Yeah. And I'm just hoping all of our lifestyle friends just stay together. Like, yeah. Oh, work this shit out. Damn. Right. Man. Like, for real? That's like, you fucking it up for all of us, man. That's
too so much. So selfish.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But it goes back to your point is that lifestyle is still a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's not, you know, go back to your point earlier. It's a actual relationship. Forget that we're in this thing and you do all these special things, right? Yeah. You're still in a relationship.
Yep.
So if you do something that violates that particular rule, or even if it's not lifestyle related and you're just not clashing or getting along, you're clashing on all type of other things that just married people clash on, then you get divorced because you are in a real relationship.
Yeah. We're still humans. Real relationship shit happens.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
This is awesome. So just to sum up, so we talked about just these dark parts of the lifestyle. Just to sum up, one, conflicts are inevitable and their impacts can linger. Success rates are low. There's a lot of buffets and no. Mm-hmm. One bad apple can spoil the bunch, and assumptions in the lifestyle when it comes to relationships. You know, sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're right, sometimes you just don't know where relationships will go. But yeah, those are some of the dark parts of the lifestyle.
A dark side.
If anybody or any of our listeners have other examples of issues that come up in the lifestyle that, you know, being in a monogamous relationship, you don't have to really deal with, we'd be curious. Yeah. I'm sure we didn't hit all of them, but those were the big ones that we thought were important. So, moving on. So, I had some questions for you guys. Again, Locke and Tris, I'm so happy. This was so much fun, guys. Like, for real.
This was epic. This was a good time. This was a lot of fun, man. Really appreciate you guys.
No, appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys allowing us to use your space to record.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, if you notice an increase in the quality of our audio, it's because we're not even using our own equipment today. We're over here in Locke and Tris, like, podcast.
Studio.
And they allowed us to use their equipment, so man, we really appreciate that.
That's all your talent. Translating through the microphones. You know what I'm saying? That's not us. It has nothing to do with the microphones. That's all you two, man. Love it.
So, sidebar. So, apparently, Staples is like opening up co-working spaces, and a part of the co-working spaces, they're including podcasting booths
that people can rent. Fuck
and I
kind of
just want to go and like do the show in there and like just fuck with them.
Oh, shit. That would be crazy. Black and Kiki lifestyle. Yes.
We're in the Staples. Like, we up in the Staples,
y'all.
Oh,
that's dope.
Oh, my God. You know, people would definitely be stopping and watching.
Yeah. Because yeah, like, I'm sure they how at some of the studios, they broadcast it outside of the studio while it's playing.
Ooh.
That'd be hilarious.
You're trying to get arrested, Bill. Shit. You know they're going to lock your ass right on up.
Shout out to Staples.
Right.
It has to be a first. The first shout out to Staples ever.
Right.
All right. So, we got some rant. We got Bomber and Bell's random ass fucking questions.
Right.
Didn't want to call it a lightning round.
Let's do it.
All right. So, I got some questions for you guys. Actually, these are questions I've just been wondering about. They're just random. So, there are three questions I have. So, the first question is, if you could steal a celebrity's voice to use for your podcast, who would it be and why?
Hmm.
Damn.
Make it happen.
Is this for us or are you guys going to answer too?
Well, I can answer this if you guys need more time.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so mine would be Hugo Weaving. So for those of you who don't know who that was Agent Smith from The Matrix. He also played in a movie called V for Vendetta, which is one of my favorite movies. Yes. Yo, his voice is just incredible. But there's another voice. I'm not going to say what it was. I'll say what after you go, Locke. But his voice is just so menacing and so threatening. And I would, if I could do, at some point we'll have technology where we might be able to do that shit. But it's Hugo Weaving for me.
Nice, nice. Okay, I
get Mr. It. Anderson. All right.
All right. Is it me?
Yep.
All right, I'll take it. All right, fine. You know, I gave you shit about this when we did our little our call about the show. But I'm going to take Morgan Freeman, man.
Morgan Freeman.
The voice of God. Yeah.
And then I had her legs in the air. And I proceeded to hit that shit. Who else? I mean, come on. To tell a story, you gotta have Morgan Freeman.
That would be amazing.
Oh my god.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that was
have everybody. Pussy's wet all across the nation. Morgan.
Oh, that was great. Thank you.
Am I up next?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think this is the ultimate sexy, sultry, seductive voice. Mm. And I would have to say Eartha Kitt.
Ooh.
Like that low.
Can you do the purr? Can you do the purr? You can do it.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Oh, Marcus.
Yes. You know,
my voice isn't that low, but it has like, she literally has a purr.
Yes.
Or had a purr in her voice. And I think that would be
That's from
Boomerang.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that movie.
That movie molded my life.
She was older in that movie, too.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Bad as shit. Catwoman. First Catwoman.
The first Catwoman.
I feel bad.
Come on, you got one.
I have nothing.
You have.
I know
voice.
Nothing.
We're gonna pick one for you.
What?
Who we got?
Girl, shit. I will pause this podcast so you can think of some shit. Like
I don't know. No.
You know Rosario Dawson. I don't know.
Who is that?
Oh Jesus Christ! Pause shit. Here we go. All right, so we actually paused to think about this. two confessions. All right, Tris, who is your girl?
Angela Bassett.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. She does have a nice voice.
She does. She has that sexy voice of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
What are you thinking about, Bomber?
I know.
Oh, I'm trying to imagine her saying, I want that dick. Yeah. She would do it with a real serious face too.
She would.
She wouldn't be smiling.
No.
She would. Like wait and exhale. Like
shit. Wait and exhale. She was in Black Panther, wasn't she?
Oh,
she
yeah.
was
yes.
like the mom.
Yes. Yes.
I could see her wearing the whole headgear. Oh, get yeah. up.
Oh my God. Yo.
You're
shit.
Welcome.
Oh God.
You're welcome.
Yes.
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 Oh. We just went there.
Oh man, and that you're just tearing that shit off. Oh Ooh. Yes. Yes,
Wakanda
sir.
Forever.
Oh, shout out to Angela Bassett.
Yes.
Shit. Very nice. All right. Next question. If you could have a celebrity dead or alive on your show, who would it be and why?
Me first. I'll go first this time.
Go for it. Don't steal mine. You know we talked about this earlier.
I already got my own. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Jada Pinkett.
Good one.
I think that's a really good Jada one. Pinkett.
And the reason why is because it has nothing to do with, okay, yeah, everybody knows like the rumors that, oh, they can be like lifestyle or not, whatever. It has nothing to do with that. I just think that she would be a perfect person to have like an open mind the lifestyle and be able to understand it and give a viewpoint on it.
I agree.
So I love her for that.
I agree with that.
So I'm going to go next just because I had a similar response. I'd like Jada and Will on the show because I'd be curious, to hear their thoughts about the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they'd have thoughts about non-monogamy, but particularly the lifestyle, I'd like to hear what they have to say and also what they would have to say about communicating with your children about non-monogamy. I'd be interested to hear that.
Yes.
I don't even want to say my shit after y'all. Go ahead, Belle. I'm done. I'm out.
So, all my people are dead. Both my people are dead. So, I would actually want to have Josephine Baker on the show.
She was
because
hot.
Because she was hot, but she was also like this original... you know, figure, icon for sexual freedom and openness. And I really want to understand, like, what was it like? I mean, it's already hard enough in 2020, like, you know, living this lifestyle and, you know, trying to be anonymous, but trying to be free at the same time. But what was that like, you know, particularly being a Black woman in America in like the 30s?
Yeah.
You know, really trying to be this activist and burlesque dancer and, you know, express herself with her body.
Yeah, she was definitely take me as I am.
Yeah,
man. Beautiful. That was a great answer.
That was. Now I know very little about this woman.
Yeah, Josephine Baker, man. You got to check out the banana suit. Yeah.
We have a art print in our house. And
yeah. Did I buy
awesome.
It?
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's one of my idols. But
That's pretty dope. Okay. Well, I'm going to take us all the way into the dumpster with Dennis Rodman. Because I just know I just know he got some dope ass stories to tell, man. Yeah. I know he's a punk rock, you know, NBA star, you know, messing around with North Korea. I know this dude got some dope ass stories to tell, and I want all of them.
I want to listen to that episode.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you see that Dennis Rodman is in the suite, y'all gonna click yes. You gonna click play.
Yes.
So yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I want to hear his stories about Madonna. Yes. All that. I want it all.
Oh yes. Damn, boy, that'd be like a 5-hour episode, and I'd be here for it. Yeah. Oh. Yes. All right. Next question: if your genitals could speak, what would be its biggest complaint to you since you've been in a lifestyle?
Ooh. I'm gonna let y'all go. I gotta think about that one. And this is bullshit because we actually reviewed these questions to get ready, and I still don't have an answer to that one. But we're gonna get it. Yeah, what the pussy gonna say, baby? What's she complaining about? What about you, Belle? You got anything?
I got something.
So mine, and this is very unique to me, but she would probably say, like, why these niggas be spending all this time trying to eat this pussy and not just fuck?
I am with you on that, though.
Trist, really? I was the only one.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard a woman say you're eating this pussy too much. I didn't even think that was a thing.
Much.
No. Like, I think I'm okay with this on this.
You're over the whole pussy eating thing.
No,
huh?
Because here's the thing, right? There's a talent for dancing.
Yeah, this is true.
There's a talent for football, basketball, all that. There's a talent for going downstairs.
Yes.
And if you don't possess that talent, is what I'm saying, then we need to move on to something totally different, because this is not working. Dang. Honestly, I'm not even feeling. I'm just like sitting there like, okay, when is this part going to be done? When we just get to fucking?
I'll take
like,
your dick, please.
I just want your dick.
Yes. Huh.
So, okay. So, first of all, that was the sexiest thing I've heard all week. The second thing is, Do you orgasm from intercourse?
So no, actually, I am a external. Well, from yes,
intercourse, yeah,
yes.
Are you confused?
Are you? This is what I was talking about, and y'all can be attentive when y'all about to have an orgasm, right?
Time out.
Right?
No. Okay. So I am not external when it comes to. I am not external when it comes to you putting your tongue down there and you making me come. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Nope.
Okay. Like that is not gonna happen. I don't care what if you got miracles down there. That part doesn't happen that way. But yes, I love internal dick.
Second or sexiest thing.
And then if you play around on the outside like you know what you're doing, then we're good.
Mm. Okay.
Everybody's that talented in that way.
No.
Ooh, sorry, they're just
the bummer is speechless. Don't edit that shit out.
No.
It does not happen often.
No. Okay. Internal dick. I just. I'm thinking about our 30 minute click. Trish is gonna be on that shit. But thank you for that. Okay. What was the question again?
What was your genitals?
Oh, yes, right. That's right.
Okay. Genitals complain. Yes. Right. All right. Okay, everybody's cracking up, losing their shit. All right. I'll step up. Okay, all right. What would my dick complain about?
If somebody bit your dick?
What?
Somebody bit your dick?
You know what?
They were sucking your dick and
you might
bit your dick like teeth instead of like sucking. You would be like...
Yeah, no.
Wait, was so
this
on purpose?
This actually... It didn't happen that way, but it was a very dry blowjob. Yes.
Oh, fuck I agree. That.
Very dry. Very, very dry blowjob.
How is that possible?
Like, was her mouth
I
dry?
I don't understand. I don't know. Yeah, it was just like, it was a very dry blowjob, and I was like, ready, let's get to fucking, please.
Oh,
let's
wow.
get to the next stage. Yeah. So he probably would have complained about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because I know I complained about the shit. Yeah. So,
you need lube for your mouth? You need some lube for your mouth, girl.
Yeah.
You know what? She was dehydrated.
Probably. There was a lot of drinking involved that night.
Taken a break and got her fucking whatever.
It's not good.
I mean, I think there are actually some lubes that are particularly built for that, like oral lubes.
Mm-hmm. We'll Amazon.
Talk. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, can I spray this in your mouth?
Stop. The biting thing, I want to say, because since I've been in a lifestyle, the biting thing, like biting the dick, like I'm not saying like chew on the shit and fucking try to bite it off, but there is an art to just not biting it, but just mm-hmm. kind of letting the teeth touch it and letting, because it's all about the visual, like mm-hmm. because if a woman is showing her teeth and she's like, It's a communication that she just wants to devour that dick, and it's sexy to look at. Hot. She's not supposed to bite it. The teeth are supposed to touch it to tell you, look at me.
Right.
That's what that's about. Right. So I actually like that, and I was surprised that I would like it. So
that's hot.
But I'll go last, Belle. What would your genitals say? Did you answer yet?
I was the first one.
Oh, you were the first.
You're the last one. Piggybacked on that. So there is you.
Okay. So I was thinking about this. Because, I, as I said on my last episode, sometimes me and my dick have little moments where we have a conversation. I got to check in with it. Mm-hmm. And I think if my dick can talk, it would probably say, fuck these condoms, nigga. Like, like she look clean. Like, she got, like she's bad. Just take this shit off, man. You know you want to take it off. Like, come on, man. Like, fuck this. You know, we've been fucking raw pussy for years, son. Like, we can't go backwards. That's what I think my dick would say.
She look clean.
She look clean.
Yeah. So we That's have arguments funny. All the time.
That's too funny.
All right. So, So I think that was... Oh, yo. That was the last of the questions. But to finish this off on a positive note, mm-hmm. it was about like why we still engage in the lifestyle even though all of these negative things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think my answer would be like, I don't know.
Shit is fun.
It's so much shit is fun.
Fun, man. I gotta be honest, right? Like, I've always considered myself to be an introvert. I know you would contend that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about going to a lifestyle event, walking in that door, getting that little charge before you even get inside, and you feel like, okay, mm-hmm. okay, getting yourself all pumped up. It's like about to check into a basketball game. You're getting excited. You're dressed to the nines. You're smelling good. You got your beautiful partner on your side, and you're ready to go in there and just have a good time regardless of if you meet people or not, man. And
mm-hmm.
there's nothing like that sexual energy, that freedom.
No, it's not. Absolutely. And I agree with you. I like the dressing up part. Like, I like mm-hmm. that dressing freedom of to be able to wear whatever I choose to wear or not wear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's still like that kind of like a respect. Like you can still go to those events and not hardly have on anything mm-hmm. at all or have on nothing. Like mm-hmm. be in the buff and be cool and still have a conversation, have a good time, and not worry about somebody just walking up, slapping you on the ass or trying to grab your titties or anything mm-hmm. like that. Not saying that doesn't happen sometimes in lifestyle, people just don't know protocol, but majority of the time, it's not that way. Right. And I enjoy that. And not just that, also learning about things about yourself sexually mm-hmm. that you didn't even know that you may have been interested in. Yeah. Like, who would have thought that I would have thought, like, flogging was, like, great. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh yeah, do that again. Do that uh-huh. thing.
Smack that
That
ass.
Thing you do.
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of L's. We definitely take a lot mm-hmm. of L's. Mm-hmm. But when we win, mm-hmm. it's amazing. Mm-hmm. When the connection is right, when, you know, you vibe with a couple, when you build real relationships, friendships with people, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to have that, it's worth all the L's.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Okay, I'm going to take a couple of things. So one is I'm reminded about why I'm in the lifestyle every time I go to a vanilla club, a vanilla party.
Yo.
Like, I'm like, y'all motherfuckers are miserable and y'all don't even know it.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, it's just, I have fun. Like, we'll go out with a couple. We don't even have to play. But the fact that I could, like, we could, like, you could flirt with my wife. I could flirt with yours. Like, we could joke about, like, sexual shit that is always right. Always on our minds. Yeah. Like, it's just right. there. Like, if you look sexy, I'm thinking about some sexy shit.
Right.
I could share that with you. You know right. what I mean? Like, I don't have to hide it. I don't have to suppress it. I really like that. And, you know, some of the good moments that happen, like, when it works, there's some images I can't get out of my head. So one thing I'll mention is, you know, there was one time we were in a hotel party, and there was this couple who hasn't full swapped before, and they were attractive. They were an attractive couple. So me and the Belle took them in our hands so tenderly and just walked them through this adventure. And so, you know, eventually I, like, got the girl in missionary. Like, we just kind of, like, she was ready, but she was just nervous, like, you know. And so I'm just, like working her, just like, yo, just, it's gonna be all right. Like, I'm touching her, I'm caressing her, just like getting her real comfortable. And the Belle, like, she's with the guy, and she's like, she got her hands on his dick, and it's rock hard. And she's like, okay, she has to work, she has to be careful, she can't go too far. He's ready, but he can't nut yet. So me and her are so synchronized. This is, you know, so eventually I got her in the missionary position, and I'm going, and then I turn around and I see the Belle. So this is the image I would love. This would be my lifestyle image. I look at her, and she's riding this dude so sensually. It's so sexy. And she's like riding him like a fucking horse. And she has she's so in control. And I look at her, and she looks at me, and she smiles. And then she does this ride, like grinds it in. And I'm like, oh, God, this is so fucking awesome. Like I almost cried and got emotional. Because that couple walked away from that experience happy. Like, yes. It wasn't like, oh, like, this was terrible. Like, they walked away from that experience like, I want to do that again.
Right.
That
was, right. I would try this shit 100 more times and fail 100 more times just to get to an experience that's half as good as that one was.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't beat that. Nobody can beat that. That's incredible, yeah, that's man. Cool. That's awesome. That's what it's all about, though, man. Like, you got pleasure out of her getting pleasure. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. and you knew that. You looked over at him and you gave him everything he needed. I love it.
I should have asked for that performance.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Shame. The Academy Award goes to
Nobel. Man, nicely done, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, so that's hot. That's a good story, man. Well told.
So I Well, yeah, speaking of sexy stories, so we'll finish this off. Do you guys have a sexy story you want to tell?
Hoo-wee. Give us the subject. Orgy. Well, give us a foursome. Give us what?
Now he's trying to just tell our car like we're sluts.
Well, I'm a little bit of a slut. I don't know. You just come along for the ride.
I mean, you were just talking about the fact that you just want, like, internal dick. So
we don't talk about this.
Internal dick. The rest of the week. So, okay. So here's my thing. Right. Sorry. So it's not about, like, necessarily the size of your dick, too. No. Right? So, you know, and I don't care what color you are. But it doesn't matter what the size. I like width.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girth mm-hmm. of it.
Is there a story?
Yes, there's a story behind this. So, okay, so we have a friend. We go back to the story we already told, actually. We kind of sort of hit on that already. About the couple that we met in Hedo. Like, I think it was our second or third time going. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We met them in Hedo. Saw the wife first. Ended up seeing the husband. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. I didn't even see the package yet, but
can
I'm
we
like,
describe
I'm good.
Them?
So we can.
I'm gonna describe them.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. The lady is about 5'3", 5'4". She has like Hispanic heritage, all ass, all ass and thighs, oh, yes. Brown skin, perfect, beautiful boobs, natural. With a piercing in one of them.
Oh!
Like a hoop mm-hmm. piercing in one nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking hot. Long hair. Just yes. beautiful.
Yes.
The
yes.
guy, he's, you know, a little tall, but probably about, you know, 5'11", maybe six foot. Yeah. Fit. Super fit.
Fit.
I think he actually had both his nipples pierced, right?
He does.
Oh, wait I a know. Minute. You into that shit?
Well, I
hey,
know.
Hey, you know, they
I
hot.
Was into
you
it
know.
On him.
So just setting the scene. But go ahead, honey.
But yeah, so then he's Caucasian, mm-hmm. right? So we have this, you know, very Latino, like curvy woman, beautiful. And then we have a Caucasian guy. And at the time, I was sitting there like, you know, actually, like, so just backtrack 1 second. We had some of our friends that come over. A couple weeks ago, well, last week, and they were like, oh, you know, I've never, you know, found a Caucasian guy, like, you know, sexy. I was like, let me tell you something.
They're out there.
They are.
And lifestyle, uh-huh. these are our lifestyle friends. Mm-hmm. I said, let me tell you something. They out there. Mm-hmm. I said, they are. I said, you they are. And I told them about our friends. So we met them in Hedo. This guy is hot. And I don't mean like just hot, like, physical wise, but then when you start talking to him, his whole flavor, you're like, pennies drop. Like, how you doing? So yeah, so then we had the experience with them. Actually, they told us about the three like secret hot tubs at Hedo that we didn't even know existed.
Right.
Like literally secret hot tubs. And he was the one that I would tell him he has magic fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Magic fingers. Fingers mm-hmm. that do magical things. Let's
see,
just say that.
Fingers.
Yes,
I can do some fingers.
Yes, yeah. And they do magic. So yeah, that was our great experience with them. You want to go?
That was kind of vague.
Okay.
So okay. All right.
Locke wants to get back to
he
the
does.
Hispanic women.
Yeah, I mean, we can just give a little bit more, right?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna give you a little bit. I'm gonna give you some real insight here into Locke and Trist. Okay, Locke and Trist got engaged in San Diego, right? We actually met this couple. They met us down there for a good time. They wanted to hang out with us. They knew the whole time that we were going to get engaged. I told them, didn't tell.
And
her.
This is post Hedo.
Okay. Post Hedo. Yeah, this is a different time. So we met them down there in San Diego. They're looking all smoking hot, and Trish has no idea. We went out to dinner. It was all fun. And this all ties into why we still do this. Because, you know, you got lifestyle friends that you can really trust with some shit mm-hmm. like this, right? So we're hanging out with them. We do the whole dinner thing. And this is this beautiful restaurant that I planned out in Balboa Park for Trist. I just knew she would love it. It's kind of got like a museum kind of feel, garden-y kind of feels, like everything I know she loves. Mm-hmm. So we go out in the nighttime, and I take her down. And again, our beautiful couple friends, they knew everything that was going on. I had the fucking ring like stuck in my sock, you know what I mean? Like in a box in my sock. So I take her down and do this whole magical proposal thing. And it's so sexy. It's so beautiful and romantic. And then we go back to the room and we do our first full swap with this couple. Right?
Full swap.
The day that we get engaged.
Wow.
We full swap.
Yeah.
And it was so hot. I mean, we got to the room and Tris was just ready to go and she was just feeling sexy. And it was a couple of, we did like some double blowjobs, got involved.
Oh, yes.
And we were just kind of sharing each other. It was just like open. From the moment we got engaged, it was just like, we felt like, okay, we're tied, we're bonded, but yeah. I still don't want you to be confined to me. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we just let each other go. We let each other experience those moments with this couple that we trusted.
Mm-hmm. And all right, so I'm gonna stop you.
Beautiful.
Okay,
sorry.
So you got to give us the play-by-play here.
Oh,
okay?
Play-by-play.
So you
I like a
play-by-play. So this happened in like a hotel room?
This was a hotel room. After the whole dinner and all the romance and all the pictures and the videos, we went back to the hotel room and Tris had this wonderful blue tight dress. No, it was red.
Red.
It was red. It was a red dress. Mm-hmm. It was a red dress. The blue dress was the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. When we changed.
When we played for the second time in a row.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you all stay in the room together or did you have separate rooms?
Oh, no. They actually had a separate room.
They had a separate room.
They had a separate room. Yep.
But you all played in the same room.
We did. Yes. They came to our room. Yep. And, yeah, man, we just got comfortable, you know, the kissing and the hugging, and the ladies got into enjoying each other. We actually have a picture library of some of this stuff. That's why I remember it so clearly.
Okay, yes. I'll be asking about that after we're done recording today.
I got you, bro. So, yeah, the ladies shared each other, and while he and I just kind of stood back and enjoyed the scene, took some pictures, and just kind of watched you guys play around. And again, you know, we got involved.
What were the ladies doing?
Oh, yeah, they were down taking turns on each other, you know, a little bit of oral pleasure one and then oral pleasure on the other. It was a beautiful thing to see. Beautiful, sexy. Now, again,
it's great.
And for those of you who don't know, Tris has beautiful lips. So just wonderful. They're thick, and yeah, she got dimples and shit. She's picture those eating pussy.
So hot.
And picture those hot. Like smiling while she's getting a pussy. All right, just giving our listeners a visual. All right, go ahead.
And then you know it's not too long before the guys come around and then the ladies start pulling us in and unbuckling pants and unzipping it. And again, it was, you know, double blowjobs on him. I take pictures and then double blowjobs on me.
Oh, y'all both got double blowjobs. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Share and share alike. It's all about, you know.
It was a great night.
It was a wonderful night.
Yeah.
And then, I just think we had sex on the floor in that room. I think it was kind of like a suite, right?
Yeah,
I think it was
a suite.
Yeah, so we were basically
didn't make it to the bedroom.
No.
It was just all the excitement.
All the romance in the air.
So
y'all
were both fucking on the floor.
Yeah, so the first person to fuck my fiance was another guy. It was kind of hot. Kind of like that story we heard in the Casual Swingers. The first person to fuck his wife was the bull.
Yeah, that's right. So y'all weren't together first.
No.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, y'all
swapped immediately.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We were dirty.
We connected later. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot. That was a hot night. So that's a fun story. That's kind of the reason that you stay in this thing, man, because I think it all ties together. Fuck your morals. Fuck your judgment. We did it the way we wanted to do it. That's the way our engagement was. That's the way our story went. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that is a beautiful and sexy story. No, we appreciate you guys. Why don't you guys tell our listeners if they want to hear Locke and Trist, how do they find you?
Sure. Hey, man, you guys can find us on IG at the Sweet Life Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod, always send us an email at thesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com, and you know, be on the lookout for when we send our links out and everything for our show. We have a YouTube channel, Living the Sweet Life. You can always join in the discussion. Be one of our sweet talkers, like the Bomber and the Bell. We always appreciate them jumping in there and giving us comments and helping our sweet talkers out. So, yeah, man, join us in anytime.
Yeah, and you guys, how often do you do your episodes?
Usually every 2 weeks. Yeah. Sometimes we might fall behind. You know, we got families and shit. But yeah, feel free to jump in, follow us on those platforms, and you'll definitely be notified when we're going to do a live show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, this has been great. And, we'll have that information in the show notes. Reach out to, the Black and Kinky Lifestyle Podcast at gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. All our information is on the show notes. I can't remember what our handles are half the time, so I'm not even going to try to say what the
Black and Kinky Lifestyle or Black and Kinky.
Sometimes that shit changes. So see, you fucked up.
How does it change? No,
sometimes it's lifestyle. Sometimes it's Black and Kinky. It's
in the show notes.
We are on Cassidy. We're on Cassidy. Check us out. Also, we have a partnership with organiclovin.com. They sell a bunch of sexual products. They sell lubes, they sell condoms, they sell like erotic books.
Did you get your condoms?
Yeah, I did.
But did you get my like they're oil? Like,
they're literally in our play bag somewhere around here somewhere. Organic Lovin, they sell a lot of products, CBD products, organic like lubes, organic like condoms, like they have a whole bunch of shit. We'll have their website in the show notes. Just know that you can get a discount if you use our discount code. It is BlackAndKinky10. Use that code and you can get a discount on all your products. 10% discount. I actually ordered a few products and I'm waiting for them to get in, and I can't wait to talk about how good they are.
That's why I was asking, did you get the oils?
Oh, yeah, I got the oils. I mean, I don't worry about that.
All right.
Okay, I got it covered. Like, okay, I'm steering this ship, ma'am.
You are.
I'm steering this
ship. I just want to know if we're going in the right direction.
Coming up every now and again to see where the fuck we are.
Yes.
So, relax. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Bomber and the Bell signing off with Locke and Trist. Everybody say bye to our listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again for having us, guys. This was fun.
Peace out.
Black and Kinky.
Black and Kinky Lifestyle.